Transportation Minister Madut Biaro says now that South Sudan controls its lower airspace, it can collect fees from airline companies, which he says could generate tens of millions of dollars in revenue each year.
We are now controlling our lower airspace. We are independent now from Sudan. And we are building now. The company now is waiting to build necessary infrastructure to control our upper airspace so that we become now an independent country, not only by land, but also by air.
Biaro says previously South Sudan did not have the infrastructure to manage the country's airspace. He says the government has mainly been sending its air controllers to neighboring countries like Sudan for training. He says Sudan has managed to South Sudan's upper airspace, something he says makes the country lose important revenue.
Sudan, which was given management of our airspace, collecting overflying fees of our airspace in the tune of millions of dollars per month, they could not meet their obligation to train our civil aviation staff until the corona came in and become an excuse to them that we are not training any longer because all the facilities is being locked down. So I met with the colleagues in the civil aviation, and in the ministry I said, okay, let us think of having our own people. We contacted the regional office and they recommended a qualified firm by Ikao Civil Aviation International, and now they are training our controllers.
Biaro says a number of air traffic controllers have been trained in South Sudan and have been undergoing certification and licensing, so they will soon be able to manage the country's airspace. Abraham Kwol, a professor of political science at the University of Juba, says airspace is something key that almost every country fights for because it shows that a nation is trying to control its territory at the national level.
The aspect of South Sudan trying to begin owning their airspace is something that should be applauded and is something that should be appreciated because it shows that South Sudan now is trying to have a privilege or mostly of exercising its own sovereignty. And at that point, South Sudan now will be able to have the right to grant passage or entry through their own airspace as a result of that.
Kwol says it's important to realize that a country can be attacked either through ground, its water source, or by air. He says South Sudanese can feel confident that their airspace will be protected by nationals.
The layman will be able to benefit from the security threat, okay, because there might be issues dealing with invasion of South Sudan territory, and as a result of that kind of an aspect, if the invasion is done to South Sudan through the airspace, then that one is going to affect the normal people of South Sudan. Secondly, sometimes there are some tariffs that could be levied as a result of you trying to use the airspace. And that tariff should be able to accumulate later on and to become part of the income to the state.
Income that Kwol says can be used to provide services to the people of South Sudan. He says South Sudan likely needs more equipment to control its airspace, but that shouldn't discourage the government. He says South Sudan officials should now focus on investing in the necessary equipment for air traffic control. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Juba.